Happy Earth Month, everybody. Now, I know every year we write down our different goals that we want to accomplish for yourself, people around you, manifest it. And maybe one of our goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. You value companies that are thoughtful in every aspect of how they run their business. Good news, Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's, Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. You can donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. And who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Fresh air, frisbees, picnics, super cute dogs on leashes. I mean, that's my dream. Soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your nieces and nephews. Check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Again, donate in-store or online and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
Calling all Tampa lady gangers, or really anyone who wants to fly into Tampa to see us live at the Tampa Improv on June 26th at 3 p.m. We're going to have a grand old time, and head over to theladygang.com to get your tickets now. See you there.
Everything's better electrified, including the first ever Tucson and Santa Fe plug-in hybrid EVs. Evolve your journey beyond the pump. Visit a Hyundai dealer or learn more at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
It's time for a quickie.
Podcast One presents The Lady Gang, the Hollywood girl posse with Lady Gang Quickie. Here's Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Let's make this quick.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Lady Gang Quickie. I'm Becky here with Jack and Kelty.
Hello, hello.
Do you guys see, I gave myself a facial because I have still not found anybody in Austin who gives the type of facial that my facialist in LA gave. Michaela Campbell in LA. Shout out. Best fucking facial of my life. But I gave myself a facial. Look at it.
Looks good. What do you extractions? Because that's what I need the facial for. I don't trust myself for an extraction.
Did your own extractions? Yeah. You know how she taught me. So Michaela taught me when I was going to Vancouver because I was like, this is going to bum me out. I'm stressed out. Blah, blah, blah. It was COVID. I was working. I was like, I need a way to like really get to my face. So the trick is that you do some sort of enzyme.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. On with mixed with a scrub first in the shower or in front of a steamer. So that like really heats up your face. The enzyme kind of takes off the first top layer of your skin.
Yeah.
You wipe that off and then you put grapeseed oil all over your face and you steam again for a couple minutes. And the grapeseed oil makes your pores nice and slippery so that everything slips out of them when you're extracting.
Wait, grapeseed oil like is in my pantry right now. Do you use it for
they
cooking?
Make like for faces. They make like special. Rhonda Allison is the brand that I use.
This I'm like, I gotta go. Like I'm gonna grapeseed my face. Okay.
It could be the same. I don't know. But you do that and then you do your extractions and it's true. They really do come out really nicely and you do that.
You
and
use then you the do... metal or
yeah,
do
what do you use?
No, no, no. Tissue. Just tissue and my fingers. Never fingernails.
That's just like how that's once I start doing that, I'll be like, oh, I'm going to get this one little blackhead out of my nose. And then before I know it, it's like my face is so pockmarked.
Yeah. You have to, well, you have nails. I guess you have to do like knuckles. I don't know. Sides of your fingers. Who knows?
Knuckles.
Anyways, then I do a lovely mask and I did a Tatcha.
Oh, like Tatcha. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They sent a really great mask.
Is it the Radiance mask?
The Radiance mask that's purple. And then that's I finished it off with one of our sponsors. Also, not an ad, but I'm obsessed with St. Jane.
I know. The best packaging I've ever seen in my life.
The packaging is amazing. And then, like, the freaking serum is just, like, butter.
Butter.
So, anyways, that's my long-winded way of saying that I have a glowy face and neither of you noticed, so thank you.
I actually did notice, but...
You never know when it's the
always really
the lighting
beautiful,
or not.
You know?
Well, not lately. No. Having a baby really fucks up your hotness.
Yeah, I'm sure it does.
It does.
Well, today is an Ask Me Anything. Ask Us Anything. So we have a bunch of questions from the Lady Gang on our Instagram. Mm-hmm. And let's begin.
Ooh. Dun, dun, dun.
Okay. Honeymoon advice.
Ooh. Where'd you guys both go on your honeymoons?
I went to the Cayman Islands, hashtag sponsored ad.
It was sponsored?
Kind of. I ended up hosting the brides when the Brides magazine had like the live wedding, and I met the tourism guy from the Cayman Islands, and he was like, oh, you're getting married too? You should come to the Cayman Islands. And so they gave me the whole trip like for free, which is crazy. I mean, not free, but free. And it was really great. I think that on a honeymoon it's nice to do something relaxing rather than do like
a big bop,
like seeing everything there is to see in Italy. Like that's an exhaustion trip. Like I think after a wedding, you're so tired that it's nice to go somewhere beachy or like nice that you can just like sleep in, hang, read books, like make out, you know, and then save the like adventure travel, like safari for a time later is my thought.
Do you recommend doing a honeymoon right after or wait a bit? Like right after the wedding? What'd you guys do?
I think shortly after is nice. But I did a half and half. We did the first half of our trip in Mauritius, which is very chill, like lay by the beach, eat, read, blah, blah, blah. But then we spent the second half doing the safari because we knew that if we weren't going to like, if we weren't going to spend that kind of money for our honeymoon, we probably never would.
Yeah.
And also you need to have a lot of time to be able to do that and go that far. So we relaxed on the front end and then got to kind of like explore the second half. But I would go shortly after. But I don't know. I don't think there's a wrong way to take a beautiful trip with your partner.
Right.
You know?
I do feel like there's only a few times in your life that you get to really take off work and no one bothers you, which is like when you have a baby and a honeymoon. So like if you wait a year and even though you're like, okay, I'm going on my honeymoon, don't bother me. Like people still expect you to be on your email.
Yeah. They're going to be like, you got married a year and a half ago. So answer this.
Like I feel like if you really want to be left alone to have your honeymoon, then you should just honeymoon. So it makes sense, like right after.
Yeah.
Okay.
That does make sense.
Oh, this is good. Dream travel destinations.
Ooh.
I have a lot. I've never been to Thailand and I'm dying to go to Thailand. I want to go to Iceland.
Yeah, me too. Should we do a group trip?
Oh, yes. That would be so fun.
Wait, should we plan a group trip right now?
Yeah. Let's go to Iceland.
I really want to do that camping like in the van when you just drive around and then like you wear sweaters and you drink like hot chocolate in the morning and like make
really
your own coffee.
I don't really want to do a winter camp. I feel like that sounds a little...
I also don't like... I want to be in a luxury hotel.
Okay.
Well, this isn't going to work out.
Guess we're not doing that trip together.
Those are my two at the moment.
I've always... So... I was supposed to go to Thailand with my ex-boyfriend and we broke up 2 weeks before, like after we had, he was going to plan a trip for New Year's and then forgot about it. And then we went on a boys golf trip instead. So then he like planned it as like an I'm sorry, but also a Christmas gift. Mm. But then we broke up like a week before. So I feel like I am like 6 years in the making and to go to Thailand. Mm. I want to go so fucking bad. And maybe that should be our group trip.
Well, I did Thailand already. And I fucked it up though. I would go back because it was a time when Chris and I, we were not married yet. We had just kind of met and we went on this trip and I thought Chris could plan a trip. Like I was letting him be. I didn't K-type it. I was like, oh yeah, yeah. And it was at the time where we really didn't have any money. And so I would always fly on my friend Melissa's buddy passes because she's a flight attendant for Delta. So, you know, you get a buddy pass and you're like, okay, like you fly standby and sometimes you can get a first class ticket, like if you're standby, but sometimes you sit in the airport and wait for like 3 days to like get where you need to go. So that was our situation. We waited for like days. And then we got there. It rained the entire time. We had no reservations anywhere because we thought you can just go to Thailand and then just like backpack around and like find a hostel and find a place. That is actually not the case. Everything needs to be booked way, way, way far in advance. So we ended up having to take like a 6-hour taxi ride from like Chiang Mai to like somewhere else. And then it was really bad. I feel like I could redo it and I could do a good job.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like the most pleasurable experience.
No. I mean, we played a lot of Scrabble.
Mm. I don't know why I'm like planning a trip right now because I have a child. And also
we should do like a 3-week excursion.
Also, we're traveling for the tour.
Yeah.
Did I tell you my plan for tour?
No.
Let me pitch you an idea.
Oh, okay.
Excuse me. So our really good friend is getting married in mid-October, which is after our tour.
And
it's in Spain. And like we really want to go, and we're going to make kind of add some days in the beginning of it. But that means that we're going to be leaving Ford with his grandparents, and that's like, you know, going to be tough. So I'm trying to figure out how to do the tour in the way that he's like with me the most.
Yeah.
So Zach and I were talking about getting an Airbnb in New York, because we start in New York and then we hit like all these tri-state areas throughout the next week. And so I could really just make that home base in the city.
Oh, and then just drive.
And then just drive or take trains or whatever, because like that's super feasible. Like DC, we're going to Philly. Mm-hmm. I think that's feasible.
Oh, yeah. No, that'd be super easy. And right? And then it's just being guilty on the bus.
No. I'd still be on the bus. Like I'd still be, but I could like figure out anyways. That's the plan.
But I have a question. Why don't you just bring baby Ford on the bus?
There's no fucking way anybody with children is going to hear this and be like, don't put a baby on the bus. He's already going to be crawling. If he were like this old, I would consider it, but he's going to be into everything. And I just feel like it's not. And also then Zach doesn't get to be with him, and Zach would be sad. No, so
Zach would have to come.
Zach is in. Oh, on the bus.
Yeah. Well, someone has to be the Manny.
Well, yeah. I mean, but he has a job.
I always forget that about Zach. I feel like he's there just to like,
he's just doing yard work and like,
yeah, I do. No. I feel like he's like, oh, he's cleaning the pool. You know what I mean?
Ugh. Well, and you also just like, don't know. So Jared just got off tour and they had the nicest bus that they've had yet. Like they're so excited about it. And it was a horrible experience. Like you never know what the bus driver's fucking doing. Like driving like it's a race car. Yeah. You're bouncing around. Jared almost fell out of his bunk like 5 times. Like imagine having a baby on that like volatile, who knows what the fuck is going on.
That scares me.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm excited about that.
Everything is better electrified, like the guitar, toothbrushes, or cars. And Hyundai has a wide range of electrified vehicles, including the first ever Tucson and Santa Fe plug-in hybrid EVs. You can use electric when you want it or gas when you need it. It's your journey. Evolve it beyond the pump in the 2022 Tucson or Santa Fe plug-in hybrid EVs. Visit your nearest Hyundai dealer or learn more at HyundaiUSA.com. Only available in select states. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details. So if you've got a small business, inflation isn't doing you any favors right now. But one way to cut costs is mailing and shipping. Simply use stamps.com to mail and ship and get access to exclusive discounts and great rates on shipping from USPS and UPS. For more than 20 years, stamps.com has been crucial for over 1 million businesses. They give you access to all the post office and UPS shipping services you need right from your computer. Get discounts you can't find anywhere else, like up to 30% off USPS rates and 86% off UPS. Whether you're an office sending invoices, Etsy shop sending products, or a warehouse shipping out truckloads of orders, stamps.com is the mailing and shipping solution for you. Start mailing and shipping with stamps.com and keep your money in your pocket every day. Sign up with promo code LadyGang for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the page, and enter code LadyGang. We love our stamps.com. Lady Gang is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Let's face it, sometimes multitasking can be overwhelming, like when your favorite podcast is playing, like the Lady Gang, and the person next to you is talking and your car fan is blasting, all while you're trying to find the perfect parking spot. But then again, sometimes multitasking is easy, like quoting with Progressive Insurance. They do the hard work of comparing rates so you can find a great rate that works for you, even if it's not with them. Give their nifty comparison tool a try, and you might just find getting the rate and coverage you deserve is easy. All you need to do is visit Progressive's website to get a quote with all the coverages you want, like comprehensive and collision coverage or personal injury protection. Then you'll see Progressive's direct rate, and their tool will provide options from other companies all lined up and ready to compare, so it's simple to choose the rate and coverage you like. Press play on comparing auto rates. Quote at progressive.com to join the over 27 million drivers who trust Progressive.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Lady Gang.
Are there any guests that you've had on Lady Gang that were just rude?
Oh, yeah.
I can only think of the person who filmed themselves on an Instagram live the whole time.
There was one person that was giving themselves a manicure the entire time we were doing the podcast.
Was that a different one?
Yeah, different.
Yes.
And we're talking and they're like, they were literally filing their nails.
Yep.
Yeah. That was so nasty.
That was, and like literally wasn't even paying attention.
Like not even, they're like, huh? And I was like, are you Kelty-ing me? I am Kelty. You can't Kelty.
Yeah. That was,
you're like, I'm looking through you. Don't look through me.
Exactly.
That was,
I totally forgot about that one. And then the other person that live streamed themselves.
Yeah.
The entire episode.
I mean, we've had like, I think we're almost like 600 episodes. This is kind of crazy.
Whoa.
Okay. Do you sometimes wish you weren't in the public eye?
I personally am not really in the public eye.
Yeah, I don't really consider myself in the public eye.
I like exactly.
Me too.
Where I am, because I can go out and for the majority, like a couple of random people will like, you know, say hi like every once in a while, or if I'm like out and about, but like it's nice to be able to put whatever you want out there like on your terms and have it be whatever it is, and then be able to live like a private life. I feel like that's like a good balance to have. And I've always kind of, ever since I was in high school, I was like putting myself on the internet, so it's kind of all I know. So I don't mind it, but that's definitely not the public eye.
I don't feel it.
I also think it's terrible to be in the public eye. As someone who recently was paparazzi'd, without calling the paparazzi myself, it's so invasive. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I feel like being a celebrity sounds like a fucking
I think it really
nightmare.
Sucks. Because if you think about the Met Gala a few weeks ago, it's like, it just seems so stupid.
It's so
it's
dumb.
Like so everyone dumb. Getting so dressed up, and it's like, for what? Like, what do you, I mean, I guess they're supporting the Metropolitan Museum, but it's just like, there's just an element of that level of celebrity that is like,
but also, I mean, yeah, it's dumb and everyone
I like it too, but I want to look at the outfits.
Well, everyone sucked at this Met Gala. They
oh
didn't,
my God.
The theme was amazing and none of them achieved
Nobody
it.
Dressed to theme at
it
all.
It was fucking stupid. Why bother? And the guest list was bizarre. It was a weird guest list.
Lots
Jackie Schimmel went deep bananas on Instagram on stories, and it was so funny. And she was getting destroyed by people because she was being like very Joan Rivers, and also being like, "Who's this person's publicist? How do they go to everything? Like, look at their IMDb page. Like, look what they've done. Why are they there?"
Yeah,
but it's like I appreciate that. It's honest.
Do you have to like pay to go? Like, how do you, you do?
So it's like, so everyone buys tables. Like the reason why there's now more influencers, like Snapchat bought a table and then they can fill their table with whoever they want. Instagram bought, like, I don't know if Instagram bought it. I know Snapchat bought a table, but that's like it used to be that like all the designers. So like, Tom Ford would buy a table and then he would bring all his people dressed in Tom Ford. And then there's like the Vogue table, you know? So like, it's like a typical charity event where you have to like buy a table and then you can bring whoever you want. I think you still have to have the guest list approved by Anna Wintour, but like there was no Rihanna, there was no Beyonce. Like there was just no moment that
it's
I was
crazy.
That excited
the
about.
Olsen twins stopped going, which means it's not cool anymore.
Right. Oh, yeah. Exactly.
I didn't know who anybody was like, at
I mean,
all.
I knew Shawn Mendes and he looked great.
But like, didn't he just wear like a peacoat or something like that?
Yeah. Well, I have a whole theory on this. Do you want to hear it now?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, here's my theory is that the Met Gala got too campy. So for a long time, the Met Gala was just beautiful dresses. Like you wore the most beautiful designer gowns. And there was always a theme, but it was like lightly interpreted. And then over the past decade, it became like costume party, whereas like the Charles David or the James Charles was like, you know, petticoats and but anyway. So then after the camp theme, like they had a very hard time pulling it back because everyone was just in these ridiculous costumes. And that's when I think the Olsen twins were like, this is so stupid. Like these are just costumes. We're like at Mardi Gras, allegedly. I mean, they didn't say that to me. And then I think this year, I feel like because it came back, I think Anna Wintour approved all these outfits and I think she wanted it to be purposely boring so that it wasn't costumey, so that she could get back to it just being a high-end fashion event.
But then why choose the Gilded Age for the theme? That's like the most
costume.
Like, does that mean like Bridgerton? Like everyone should have been in Bridgerton outfits?
Yeah.
It was like, wasn't it like the late 1800s, like where it was like all this new opulence?
Yes.
And everybody was just, yeah. It was so costumey. And then everybody was wearing costumey shit that just didn't go along with the theme.
Right.
So they're still dressing ridiculously. Like nothing looked like couture to me. It just looked like people were putting shit together. I don't know. It was very bizarre.
Haters gonna hate.
I mean, let us know when we're invited, guys.
Ugh.
I felt nothing. I looked at the pictures and I was like, I'm so glad I'm not there.
No one blew me away.
No. There was
Blake Lively was the only one that had like an interesting dress.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Is there an AMA that's juicy that we can answer?
Yes. Sorry. When do we get to hear about Becca and Baby Ford's story?
What do you mean?
I feel like you talked about it.
I feel like I've talked about it so much. People must be sick of hearing it.
Your general story?
I did tell, like, I was on Heather Dubrow's podcast, where I spoke about like the process and all that stuff, which I guess I could at some point during this, but you know, I went through it interesting. This is maybe isn't interesting to anybody, but this is actually what happened. So when you are quote in the public eye, I use it very loosely because like anybody who has like whatever, but when you have a baby and you have a publicist and the your publicist knows that when you have a baby, they can do two things. Mm-hmm. They can go out to people and all these, you know, news things and say, do you want the exclusive?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like Becca will announce that she had a baby using this People article or whatever.
And when you do that, do you get paid for that?
Big celebrities get paid for that. I would never get paid for that. That would just be
basically just they're announcing it.
It would be like they're announcing it and you're able to not control the narrative, but you're able to kind of like control what's going out there first,
right?
Say what you want to say, and get publicity for it. And I had this moment where I was like, you know what? I just don't think it's my jam to like use a baby that has been such a fucking long process, like to get to this point and do any press surrounding it at all, like anything. And it was just like, I just decided to go the direction that was like, I'm going to post it myself. I'm going to post it on Instagram and whatever happens, happens. Like nothing was calculated at all. With that said, I did have regrets later. Because it would have been an incredible opportunity to shed light on the people that worked really fucking hard and like made magic happen and like were able to give us this baby, like meaning the surrogate, meaning the agency, like the doctor. So I do have like some regrets on not doing it, but I just felt like that's a long-winded answer to say I do want to do something where I actually talk about like exactly what I did, who helped me and all that stuff.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think it's too late. It's like you can tell your story when you're ready, and you obviously weren't ready at that moment because like think of how much pressure you're under and like thinking about how people were going to react to it. There's just like too much that you're dealing with at that moment that like I don't think that you should. You know, feel bad about it. There's always time.
It's true. Yeah. It's weird.
Well, and I also think like, I mean, that's what I mean about celebrity. It's like, you just don't know how people are going to react. Like you were worried for a while that people are going to be like, oh my God, you had a surrogate. You're a devil. Like, you know what I mean?
People like, still come out.
I'm
like,
sure.
That's so gross.
It's so gross. Like, I mean, someone just made a comment on my Instagram that I was a horrible person who quote bought my baby.
Oh my God.
And I was like, first of all, people who, anybody buying a baby, like spending money for a baby, like technically adoption, you have to pay money to get a baby. And if I had done that, I'd be a fucking saint. So why are you criticizing anybody for quote buying anything? Like it's just, it's so up how people, and I'm like, no, I didn't buy my baby. I spent a shit ton of money to get him here, but I didn't buy him off the internet. Like it's just, people are dicks. So
people are dicks no matter what you're going to do.
So I kind of understand why you don't want to, you know.
That's the thing. There's just so much judgment. Ugh.
Okay, the last question is opinion on Olivia and all the drama.
Who?
This is Olivia. Do you know what she's talking about?
Olivia?
Is it Harry and Olivia?
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Oh.
Is there it drama? Like
the whole thing
with the serving the papers?
Serving the papers.
Oh, that was so weird. But I mean, I don't know if that's what they meant. Sarah, we're not going to answer this. We don't
I'm
know.
I'm a fan
meant.
Of them as a couple.
I think that it's hot. I think if I could have sex with Harry Styles, I would probably would too.
I know several women in Hollywood who have had sex with Harry Styles, and they're all older than him. I really appreciate that he loves an older woman.
Yeah, he always has, hasn't he?
Yep.
I like that about him. Yep. Are you guys going to go see the movie, him and Florence Pugh?
No.
Me neither. I'll probably see it at some point.
Okay.
I like Florence Pugh a lot.
Me too.
I know. I do too.
Okay. Thanks for coming to our podcast.
That's it.
Well, we're here for a long time.
We're here for a good time. Many topics.
Thanks for listening. The Lady Gang is produced by Alex Ingber, Steve Delameter, and Jared Monaco. Make sure you subscribe, rate, and review our podcast. And if you love it, share it with your friends on social media. Like, oh my God, I just listened to Lady Gang. This episode's so great. Swipe up to listen. And if you really want to, which we know you do, please follow us on social at Kelty, at Becca, at Jack Vanek, and at The Lady Gang. Sign up for our newsletter at theladygang.com and join our secret Facebook group. It's super fun. See you next Tuesday.
Brought to you by Hyundai and the 2022 Tucson and Santa Fe plug-in hybrid EVs. Learn more about the wide range of electrified vehicles at HyundaiUSA.com.
Stream the biggest movies and TV shows for free on Pluto TV. Watch movies like Titanic and G.I. Joe The Rise of Cobra, plus TV shows like CSI and Star Trek The Next Generation. Starting this month, check out the 24/7 Stargate channel exclusively on Pluto TV, plus hundreds of channels and thousands of movies and TV shows absolutely free. Download the free Pluto TV app on your favorite streaming device and start watching today.